Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's the final in Miami, and we've got Jannik Sinner versus Grigor Dimitrov. Who is going to take away the Masters title? And is Grigor Dimitrov going to be scared going into this one facing the best player on tour right now?
Totally the opposite, actually. Totally the opposite. Very lucky.
Well, if that's the case, let's get into the preview. So here are our two finalists, Jannik Sinner and Grigor Dimitrov. And I spoke about Jannik Sinner, Daniil Medvedev and their semi-final in a post-match reaction yesterday. So we're going to get started with this one with Grigor Dimitrov. That's right. He came through in three sets against Sasha Zverev, something I didn't even think was going to be possible. When Zverev's serve starts popping, it's very difficult to start clawing it back. He took the second set, did Zverev, 7-6 on the tiebreak, 7-4. And, well, after that, you'd expect him to be in his groove and moving through the gears going into that third and final set. But no, Grigor Dimitrov came back. He managed to somehow summon this extra strength that he now has to play these incredible winners all over the court, forehand especially. The forehand down the line, I mean, he's got his own highlight reel from just this tournament alone. It is incredible. I mean, the way he jumps into some of them as well, it's like he has so much belief in his ability right now that he's willing to take on impossible shots. And this is something that we need to capture this moment and just take it to the rest of the season for Dimitrov, because this is how we want to see him play all of the time. I don't want to see this as a one tournament wonder once a year. He's looked good over the course of all of the last few Masters, to be honest. I mean, Indian Wells fourth round, not too bad, but he made the final in Paris. He made the semi-finals in Shanghai. He's looking like a real threat when it comes to the big tournaments right now. We just need to see him do it at the Grand Slam level. And, well, this is his third career Masters 1000 final after beating Sasha Zverev. And Zverev, not an easy person to put away. And with this performance, I think Zverev will probably hold his hands up and just admit beaten by the better man on the day. I mean, you saw what he did to Alcaraz. You've now seen what he's done to Zverev. Can he do the same to Jannik Sinner? It's a completely different matchup, but I'm starting to believe anything's possible right now. And a massive milestone for Grigor Dimitrov as well. He returns to the top 10 on Monday for the first time in 65 months, 5.5 years ago. It was November back in 2018 that he was last there. It's a brilliant story. I absolutely love this for him. And it couldn't happen to a nicer guy. I think that that's the one thing everybody on tour, every fan around the world, I don't ever hear a bad word said about Dimitrov. And it's probably because he's just a great sportsman. He's very friendly, great fun, very jokey person as well, but doesn't ever complain. You don't really see him complain that often. And I think he's his own worst critic sometimes too. But he's trying not to criticize himself ahead of this final. He was spoken to on court after beating Zverev about being in the back in the top 10 for the first time since November 2018. What did it take physically and mentally? He says, whatever I say doesn't do it justice. For me, I fight my own battles. I run my own race. All that comes with the work we put in as a team. I'm at a very different path in my life and my career. A lot was done, a lot of hard work, a lot of everything behind it. So I don't want to go too far back. There's no reason for it. I kept on believing. I kept on thriving. I kept on having faith in myself. When I didn't believe in myself enough, all the team around me was constantly pushing me in the right direction. I had very good discipline, family by my side, all the close friends. It's all love at the end of the day. And this is just the cherry on the cake. I mean, and he was quite emotional at the end of that Zverev match. You could see he was like brought to tears because he knows how much of a big moment this is for him. Not just getting to another Masters final, but getting back into the top 10 is, I mean, a place where he deserves to be, really. Someone with his skill set and his level of ability, he should be in the top 10. But you have to be a consistent performer, and it's just something he hasn't done over the past few years. Hopefully we get to see it in the latter stage of his career now. I really hope so. I would love to. I'll be cheering him on all the way. And it's the first time since the ATP Finals in 2017 that Dimitrov scored three top 10 victories at the same tournament, Rejuvenation. So it's a Hurkacz, Alcaraz and Zverev. And I think it's the manner in which he did them, which I find so impressive as well. I think the Hurkacz one was such a grind. The Alcaraz one, so impressive because he blew him off the court. And then the Zverev one, just really tough person to play. You saw how well Zverev was serving in his last match before that. And for Dimitrov to not allow Zverev into the match in that third set and to take it to him and get the break and manage to finish off the match in such an emphatic fashion. Credit to Grigor Dimitrov. And obviously, being back in the top 10 means something else as well. Everybody will be aware. I quite like this tweet. Grigor Dimitrov's secret meeting with Roger Federer, and Roger saying, there's no one-hander in the top 10. You know what has to be done. And Grigor saying, one-handed backhand boys for life. I quite like this picture as well. Both looking very smart in their suits there. But yeah, we've got a single-handed backhand back in the top 10 again. It's absolutely brilliant. This is who he had to beat on his way to the final. To Bio was a really tough match, and he was even saying in his press conference, he went to have a look at the stats after this match, and one of Tobio's best matches, to be honest. He said Tobio was actually playing some incredible tennis, so he doesn't feel down about dropping a set or even looking like he could be beaten in that match because Tobio played so well. The fact he got through that gave him actually confidence, which is brilliant way to look at things. Hanfman beat him in straight sets, and we've spoken about the others. The Hurkacz one was incredible. Endurance and just to get it done in a final set tiebreak against Hurkacz. Not many people can say that. Alcaraz, amazing. And the Zverev one speaks for itself. Brilliant for Grigor. Well done. He's in the final, and he's going to be up against none other than the man with a plan. The Italian is Jannik Sinner, and he will look to win his second Masters 1000 title. Obviously, his last one was in Toronto last year. Will he be able to do it? Grigor Dimitrov sits in his way. And, well, we spoke about it yesterday, but I'm going to speak about it again today. I've had a little bit of time to reflect on the Daniil Medvedev match. Maybe I did go a bit hard on Medvedev, but that's because I actually really like Medvedev and I actually really want to see him do well. And it does frustrate me when you don't see players make the changes to be able to beat somebody that you know that they have the ability to do it, because we've seen what he did at the Australian Open in those first two sets. He just needs to hold it together. He needs to find a new game plan. But Jannik Sinner beating him 6-1, 6-2 after going 0-13 against top five opponents to start his career. The Italian now stands at 15-21 taking 11 of the last 14 he's played. I mean, it just goes to show how well Jannik Sinner's career is progressing now. And it just, everything falls in line at the right time. It was the perfect storm in Australia. It was the most dramatic way to win your first Grand Slam. And now he looks unstoppable. He looks so solid. And he's now beaten Daniil 5 consecutive matches back to back. It's his 4th Masters final, 3rd Miami final. And 21 wins, 1 loss in 2024. 3rd final out of 4 events played in 2024. And the Superman of tennis. We did have this one yesterday, but it does sum it up very nicely thanks to the tennis letter there. Service games won in 2024. I thought this was a really, really good statistic. Australian Open, 94.6% of service games won. I mean, that is crazy. Rotterdam, 92%. We've got Indian Wells, 91.8%. And Miami is up there with Australia. It's 94.3%. And total average is 93.5. I mean, it's outrageous. Those statistics in such big tournaments, if he continues to serve the way he's serving, he's so difficult to beat. The serve is one of the biggest improvements in Jannik Sinner's game. And they were talking about in the match yesterday how he has now been able to sort of push it just closer to the line, just slightly. But it's just enough to mean he's turning serves into unreturnables and aces now. Incredible stuff and incredible stats against Daniil as well. I mean, 16 winners against Daniil's 7 and only 12 unforced errors to Daniil's 22. And you can see there, I mean, Daniil with the forehand errors, 14 of them. It's not really like him, but he was getting bullied. I think Jannik Sinner's a bit of a bully when he gets on court against Daniil. But Daniil, that's for him to work out. And he has to go back to the drawing board, rally the troops and come back with another game plan. On to some other tweets. This one saying, a human being vomits and they become zombies for 48 hours. Sinner vomited. Then he became the goat. Keep on referring back to him throwing up in a bin. But it's sort of when everything turned around for him. Weird that maybe he just got rid of all of the bad tennis. It all came out in that one sickness on court. Well, we saw Serena Williams yesterday as well, which was a big moment. And Serena was loving chatting to him. She said, "I wish I had my forehand like that." And Jannik said, "Don't say that." Serena said, "No, seriously, the racket speed, the power, you're unbelievable. The ultimate compliment." And I'm sure he's a little bit in awe of Serena as well, because Serena, so many slams, such a model professional, brought so much to the game, an absolute legend. Let's speak about both of them, because I know Jannik Sinner has been winning a lot this year. Grigor Dimitrov, he has as well, and he has over 20 wins too, and they are the only two men to have over 20 wins in 2024. A fun club to be part of, and there you go, both of them looking dashing in their spectacles there in these pictures. So Sinner's route to the final, it was fellow Italian Bavasori beat him in straight sets. Talon Griekspoor, who was playing really well, he managed to come back from a set down to beat him. Chris O'Connell, it was a tough match as well. It was a breakdown to Chris O'Connell in the first set, came back to beat him in straights. Thomas Mahach, having the tournament of his life. Not when he came up against Sinner, beat him easily. And then the easiest one of the lot, Daniil Medvedev. Crazy. 6-1, 6-2 in the semi-final. And now Jannik Sinner into the final yet again. Let's go to the head-to-head between the two of them. Grigor Dimitrov, Jannik Sinner. And Jannik Sinner leads the head-to-head by 2-1. And there have been 2 matches on hard court that Sinner has won and 1 match on clay, which Dimitrov has won. This is where they took place. I mean, in Rome in 2020, that was Dimitrov. And then after that, we had the Miami Open last year, and it was straight sets for Jannik Sinner. Don't think it's the same Grigor, though, so I don't think we can look too much into that result. And Beijing was the last one. In the quarterfinals, it was in October, and it was a three-setter, see? So Dimitrov was getting better already by Beijing, and he's got even better since then as well. This is how long they've spent on court. So you can see 10 hours, 3 minutes for Dimitrov and 8 hours, 14 for Sinner. Don't think that's going to play too much of a factor into the final. They've got enough time to rest before it. And the last match, obviously Dimitrov, just over 2.5 hours, and Sinner, 1 hour, 9 minutes. I mean, that's crazy statistics from Jannik Sinner. Right, let's get on to my prediction. There we go. Nice screen up. And I'm going to take you through how I think this is going to go. This is going to be a very entertaining final. Let me tell you that right now. I think these are definitely the best two players. And these are the most exciting tennis players from a tennis perspective. And when I say that, I mean rallying and hard-hitting winners and solid off both wings in this tournament. We got a single hander, we got a double hander on the backhand. This should have it all. And the way both of these two are serving this tournament, I expect there to be a lot of holds of serve in this final. I think Grigor is going to try and come out pretty fast, if I'm perfectly honest. I think he's going to need to try and catch Jannik Sinner sleeping at the start of this final. He's going to need to play on the fact that Jannik Sinner may have a little bit of a worry that, oh no, I've been to a Miami final before, I've not won. And hopefully Dimitrov can just remember how to win in a final. I mean, he's won in a final so far this year, but it's not been in a Masters. I think Dimitrov, I'm going to go with him to take the first set. I think it might be a 6-4, something like that, just a singular break. And then I'm going to go with Jannik Sinner to take the second. I think this one is going to be hotly contested. I think Sinner is going to gradually grind him down. Dimitrov's going to start thinking about the finish line, and then it's all going to start slightly, a few more errors, a few problems with the serve maybe. And I think it'll be a singular break for Sinner in the second set. We'll go into the final set shootdown. And it's so tough to call. I think in the final set, we might see a tie break. I think both of these two will raise the level. The crowd will be going nuts. There'll be a section of the crowd full of Italians, full of carrots. And there'll be another section of the crowd full of Bulgarian flags and just a few neutrals who just want to see Grigor just win a tournament at this high level for the first time in a long time. But I don't think it's going to be enough for Grigor. And I've got a feeling Jannik Sinner is going to win the final set tiebreak and take the title and continue his amazing run in 2024. But that's my prediction. Let me know your prediction in that comment section below. Do you agree with me? Do you think Jannik Sinner is going to win this one? I mean, I think he's going to win it, but I'm going to be cheering for Grigor. I'm sorry if you're Italian out there, but I just want to see it happen. Come on, Grigor, do it. I believe in you. I'm just hoping that you can do it. Anyway, please hit a like, subscribe, and we'll see you for the final. Join us for it. Should be epic.
Podcast Network.